Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A Campbell County man doing time in a state facility has died at the Wyoming Medical Center. An autopsy is planned to determine Clarence Hinckley's cause of death. Hinckley was serving 5 to 12 years for possession with intent to sell methamphetamine. National Library Week kicks off at the Campbell County Public Library tomorrow and runs through April 10th. Both Gillette and Wright branches will forgive overdue fines up to $10, and there'll be free replacement of library cards. There's also a full schedule of events that the public is invited to. Sunday is the deadline to enter the 10th annual Campbell County Public Library Cupcake Wars. Edibles will be judged on Facebook and non-edibles by a panel of judges. The news record says people can submit their edible or non-edible cupcake photos to library@ccpls.org. More information and winners can be found on the library's Facebook page. A Stock Trail fifth grader will have his essay on life aboard the Artemis 1 spacecraft actually travel into space and orbit the moon as part of a contest put on by Future Engineers, an educational technology company that engages K through 12 students with innovation contests and challenges in partnership with NASA. Taven Anderson's essay now goes to the semifinals, and if he wins, he'll get to attend a shuttle launch at the Johnson Space Center in Houston. The Wyoming Mustangs held their first game at the Camplex at the Wyoming Center over the weekend, and the Mustangs were not the only winners with that game. The city of Gillette also benefited from a sold-out crowd of 4,100 fans who not only bought tickets to the game, but also purchased food and beverages at the event, adding to the city's bottom line. The Mustangs play again this Saturday at the Camplex.